Hi guys, in this video I'm going to talk about why I went from the Canon 500D T1i and KISS X3 to the Canon 60D. And I'll also discuss why I didn't go for the Canon 70 or go full frame, like I said I was planning to do, with such cameras like the 5D Mark II. Okay, so why have I gone from the 500D to the 60D? Well, first just to cover why I've skipped the 70 and the 5D Mark II going full frame. Now, going full frame would be too expensive because the camera body is more expensive. The 5D Mark II is £1,500, plus I'd have to invest in compact flash cards. That's the same for the 7D, by the way. And I would also have to invest in a lens as well, because my EFS 18-55 kit lens won't work with the 5D Mark II because it's a full frame camera, it's EF mount only. Now these cameras and the 7D, along with the 550 and the 600D, will work with the EFS and EF lenses, but the 5D is EF only. Same for the 1D series as well. Now, so really going full frame was too expensive. Now the reason why I didn't go for the 7D and went for the 60D instead, again, is money. Doing this cash only, on a budget, stick to your budgets. Think of what your gear is doing for you and what it's not, if it's limiting you in any way, and let that dictate where you're going to go. Now the 7D is a great camera. It's got a better autofocus system than the 60D, and with 19 cross-type autofocus points. It also shoots faster frame rate at 8 frames a second. It's the same resolution, the still image quality is the same, as is the video quality as well, but it costs £300 to £400 more. Thereabouts, certainly it did when I was looking. Now, the 7D I can use anytime I want, so that's why I went for the 60D. The 7D, the reason why I can use that whenever I want is I know someone that runs a 7D. That's Mark, my good friend and User Photo co-host, and he's offered use of the 7D should I need the fast frame rate or the autofocus system of that camera for anything. So there's no point really in spending the extra money going for the 7D when a 60D will do fine. So, the 60D over the 500D. Now I've moved up from this camera because it started to limit me. There's certain feature sets that I required for doing studio stuff, off-camera lighting on location as well. I can make it work with this camera, but I was starting to hit limitations which dictated where I was going to go, and this is the 60D. Now also the 60D offers manual video mode, whereas the 500D doesn't, unless you install third-party software, Magic Lantern, which I wasn't going to do because this was my only camera at the time. No offence, Magic Lantern, but wasn't going to risk it. Now the 60D gives me full manual video control and manual audio as well, which is great. And of course the obvious thing, which is the flip out screen, which is great for videos. I've not used it too much for stills yet, but certainly for videos it's going to be great. Now if I'm shooting a picture of something low down, then great, I can stick it in live view rather than crawling down on the floor or bending down. I can just hold the camera down, turn that screen up, and take a shot and see if it's going to work before I commit to lying in the dirt. So that'll be handy there. Now, a few other features that the 60D has over the 500D. It's 18 megapixels compared to 15. Not fussed about that, to be honest with you, but it is high resolution. It has a top, here we go, LCD plate as well. Which is handy for changing settings with a light that you can turn on to backlight that. So rather than having to look at the screen this way, I can just have a quick look at the top of the camera and then come back to shooting as well. I'm finding that quite handy. Now the mode dial has changed positions, and I still find myself sometimes going for the mode dial here, but I'm getting used to the 60D and that'll stop in time. Now the 60D also offers inbuilt wireless flash control. It's line of sight based, Canon's TTL system, but it means I can run my 430 EX2 with the inbuilt flash should my wireless triggers fail for whatever reason, maybe dead batteries, even though I do carry spares. Whereas the 500D, you can't do that. Now you can trigger an off-camera flash with the 500D by using wireless triggers, or you can use the inbuilt flash, dial the flash exposure compensation down, and use an optical slave either attached to the bottom of your speed light or that maybe that's built into your speed light, which waits for another flash to go off before it fires. So you can still kind of do things with this, but you don't have as much control as you would with the 60D. Now, all the reasons why I've moved to the 60D as well, it shoots a faster shutter speed, not a faster frame rate, a faster maximum shutter speed, which is 1/8,000th of a second compared to 1/4,000th of a second. And just to give you a scenario where that may help, if it's a bright sunny day and I want to shoot a portrait at f2 maybe, then chances are even at ISO 100, I could have an overexposed image because 1/4,000th of a second is not fast enough to get me a good exposure. You know, you'll probably reach a point where you're looking through your viewfinder and that readout for your shutter speed's flashing 1/4,000th of a second too fast. You know, it's too bright. In which case then you've got to stop down your aperture, which will increase your depth of field, which you don't want, or you may not want. That's one up for the 60D there. Also, the flash sync speed, which is the maximum shutter speed you can use with flash, is 250th of a second with this camera compared to 200th. Now, that 1/3 of a stop difference, you might think isn't that much, but sometimes it can make or break a flash image, especially when you're dealing with trying to underexpose a sky and lighter subject. Okay, so that's quite nice there. Now, the autofocus on this is 9 AF points. They're all cross type, as opposed to 9 AF points and only one cross type on the 500D. Now, I talked about the autofocus on the 500D in my previous video, which I will stick a link to and an annotation somewhere, so you can go and watch that as well. So the AF is improved on this camera. I don't really need more than 9 autofocus points. I don't need 19 like the 7D you've got. So I'm quite happy with 9 because I shoot primarily portrait work. Now, another feature as well in this camera is I can process RAW files in camera, whereas you can't with the 500D. So if I have a client that wants to have a quick preview of an image in black and white, and I've shot it in colour, for example, then I can quickly process a RAW file, output a black and white JPEG, change contrast, sharpness, as well, maybe apply a filter, all in camera. And if you've got someone who wants a quick image output, then you can process the image in camera, hand them the memory card to maybe copy the image, don't let them walk away with the memory card, and then they've got that quick preview image. It could be for a Facebook profile picture, for example. So that's quite a nice feature there. It's more customizable as camera bodies go in terms of custom functions. That kind of comes as you go up the range as well. And I've noticed it shoots less noise at high ISOs than the 500D. Not that the 500D has been particularly bad at that anyway. And ISO, I'm not worried about increasing at all, not with either camera. I've shot flash lit stuff at ISO 800 with this and it's been great. Same with the 60D, so I'm not worried at all. So that's just a few features that the 60D offers over the 500D, and that's why I moved up to it. It offered the feature set that I was looking for, manual video, manual audio as well, for doing videos like this. Well, not like this, because obviously we're not recording on this now, but tutorial videos and so forth. That's why the 500D tutorial videos ongoing until they're finished are going to be in HD, because they'll be recorded on this. So yay. Okay, so it's been a good camera. It's still early days, I've not had it for too long, but it's got a nice good feature set and some advancements over the 500D as well. One other thing that I've actually not mentioned is the frame rate. This shoots at 5.3 frames a second and this is 3.4, so okay, it's a bit faster if you are shooting sports, which I don't, so that's why the frame rate is not really that important to me. So if you've got any questions at all, stick them in the comments below. If you'd want a t-shirt like this, or any of the other t-shirts you've seen me wear in my videos, then go to newtophoto.com and check out the t-shirt store, they're available there. Don't forget to subscribe to Newtophoto as well on YouTube. We're going to be combining the two channels, Newtophoto and NTB of Man soon, so that will change and we'll let you know when that happens. Like I say, if you've got any questions, shoot me an email, a message on Twitter, stick it in the comments below, and I'll catch you guys soon.